I'm Victor Mathias, standing in for your regular host, Ebukar Obi Uchendu. Of course, as you all know, it's the month of March, and that's the month where we celebrate women in Nigeria and globally as well. This year's celebration is hashtagged Breaking the Bias. Of course, a lot of conversations are ensuing and people are showing up to challenge the systems that might have held women down in society, career and otherwise. Today on the show, we celebrate women in careers doing phenomenal work and breaking the bias to create platforms for people in their chosen field. Of course, if you take a quick search of top Nigerian faces revealed, the film superstar Aduni Ade, she is a face and a voice to remember, of course, and you have to reckon with her as well. She's both on screen and she is an actor. Off screen, she is a producer, creating box office hits like Sole, which had the likes of Shola Shobowale, Femi Jacobs, Meg Otanwa, and a host of many others. In 2021, she had some rivalry after speaking about her relationship in the industry. She joins us today on the program. Aduni, it's a pleasure to have you today on the show.
Thank you.
How's it been with you?
Good.
You sure?
Yeah.
I can see your smiles, your smiles and all of that. But
thank you.
I mean, it's almost 10 years, so to speak, now in the industry from your first entry in 2013. What would you say has been the most interesting part, you know, about building the brand, your brand, of course, that is?
It hasn't been easy, very difficult, but what has really kept me grounded is just my dedication to what it is that I'm doing. I'm very focused and I'm very intentional in everything that I do. With the industry, you can easily be distracted, so to say. I just focus. I'm just that dedicated to whatever it is that I'm doing.
Yeah, but so you were able to break into, because there are millions, there are thousands of actors out there. But how are you able to break in big time, so to speak, now?
My work ethics would be one. Maybe the fact that I'm able to cut across, the English and the Yoruba aspect of filmmaking. And maybe because I'm good at what I do. Yeah.
So over the years, we've seen you infuse culture, in your work, and that has even earned you, an award from the Institute of Journalism. How important is this, in the stories you tell, the infusion of culture in the stories you tell? How important? Why do you see that as something you really try to push in your work?
I have best of both worlds, being an American and being a Nigerian. And I believe growing up here when I was much younger, everything that I know up to date is pretty much what I learned from my childhood. And I've just pretty much used that the best way possible. And Nigeria is filled with culture. You cannot just define Nigeria is just one aspect of a tribe or whatnot, but it's so much stories that you can tell in this country. And I'm just any way that I can do that, through film, I'm more than happy to. Sometimes, my color might hinder me participating in certain kind of roles or, stories. It hurts me to the bone. But I enjoy the African culture. I enjoy the Nigerian culture.
Yeah, so it's a good thing, you made mention of your color, because the stories just fly around, but you never can tell what it is. We hear stories about, the pretty privilege, so to speak. So color privilege as well also can, fall under this. So you've now ventured into film production.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, because of your color, you're not able to take some particular roles. So what are you trying to do as you venture into production to ensure that, these biases don't really play a role when people are being selected,
right,
for roles in the industry?
So for someone like me, my belief is your behavior, your attitude, let it shine forth. I don't really care how pretty you are, how good looking you are. If you can deliver, I would rather put you up on there, I've been asked before, I've actually been on a show where the topic was pretty privilege, and you know, it was interesting to hear from different public figures, you know, in different part of entertainment, both male and female. And when they asked me, Adoni, do you experience pretty privilege? And I told them, you know, I'm happy with who I am, you know, on the outside, on the inside, my color, whatever it is that defines who Adoni is. I am happy, I am blessed, and I love who I am. But sometimes, God makes no mistake, but sometimes it's more like a little curse, because we're in a society where a lot of people are bitter. I'm not saying Nigerians are bitter.
Okay.
But, you know, when people see someone like me, rather than just appreciate her work, her talent, what it is that she does, you know, it's more of the eye rolling, like, oh, who does she think she is?
So they begin to pick on certain
things. You know, and I'm not the kind of, I'm very grounded. When I, let me take this for instance. If I go into a bank hall and there's a bunch of people standing in line, I'm not the one to tell you, hey, pull me to the side and you attend to me. I'd rather stand in line and wait till my turn, because that's what I was brought up on. A lot of my colleagues may not want that, but that's one aspect of pretty privilege, you know, because of how you look or who you are. You know, you get things given to you. Yeah.
On the platter.
But for the most part, I roll with the rules. I'm not, yeah.
You don't try to break them?
No. I don't like problems. I don't like trouble. No.
I get you. But let's look at, you know, the credit score. I mean, how actors earn in the industry. What can be done? You know, because if you look at the way the structure is in Nollywood, you know, and all of that, it seems what can be done better? So let me just put it in this context. What can be done better to ensure that actors actually earn more than they do at the moment?
I might not be able to dabble too much, because I might take your whole time. Cause this conversation, it needs a whole time on its own. What can be done? You know, people need to just let go of greed. You know, a lot of people would rather just want an actor or a filmmaker to, you know, just help me. You can't do that. You can't keep having people do you favors or help you out here and there. Mm-hmm. And you're getting richer, and these people are getting, you know, still staying on the same level. Now, in the Yoruba aspect of Nollywood, this happens a lot. I'm sure it happens in the English, but in Yoruba, it happens a lot. And this is not me calling anyone out, but this is me saying it is time for filmmakers or folks in the film industry to get paid for what they do. Stop calling talent and telling them to come do you a favor. You're saving money to make a film rather than pay people. And even when you pay them, you pay them disgusting amounts.
Peanuts.
Yes.
So the argument, you know, around that is we're trying to give you a platform. So you should be thankful. That's the feelers we get.
I understand. And, you know, I think upbringing also has something to do with this. A lot of people who are not from the so rich, you know, families, they're eager to be seen, to be known, and they're willing to do whatever it is just to, you know, break into the industry. And I keep telling people, what is going to be will be. You don't have to rush to become popular, to become famous. You have other platforms. For instance, I've been in the industry, in the entertainment industry, 16 years, been in Nigeria for 10. When I started, this is when skit making was not even popular. I think at that time, the only two, three people that I knew was doing this was Bovie, Baskin Melt, and some other comedian. And I don't know of any other female that was doing this at that time. I came out making comedy skits. I'm not a comedian, but I want to think I have a good sense of humor. And from that, that's how people began to know who Adoni Adeyi was. That skit that I made it gave me my first break into Nollywood. I flew from America down to Nigeria to film. And from there, you know, more calls came. I went straight into box office filmmaking. So you have avenues, more avenues now to break into the industry without you selling your soul, so to say. You know, you can use your social media rather than just type nonsense and, you know, just be, you know, I don't know the right word to use, do something other than what you're supposed to do. Use your social media as a huge platform because your work will be seen in every part of the world.
You just might need a little bit of promotion.
Use your platform. Indeed. There are hashtags.
So, women, of course, like, you know, I said in introduction, it's the month of March.
Yeah.
You know, it's International Women's Day, and, you know, the theme is breaking the bias. How does that theme speak to you?
So, when you see someone like me, I came in at the time where, you know, people did not want to give me a chance. It was pretty much like, who is this Oyibo? Why is she coming to, like, what is she coming to do here? And doors after doors were shut. But I was persistent and I was focused. And that's all you need, your drive, your dedication to just want to be successful. Can get you anyway, can get you as far as possible. With my platform, I will just make sure that the right set of talents are seen. You know, it will always be about the talent, not what you look like, what you sound like. If you can deliver, you get the role.
Well, so let's, just as we wind down now, of course, we know in Hollywood, in all of the woods you can talk about, there
right.
is always one scandal here or there. How do you handle all of those things when it comes up with you?
I try as much as I can to stay off of that. I want to be known more for my work. I want to be known for my charity work. I want to be known as a great mother. I want to be known just positively around the world. I don't like negativity. I don't like all this, you know, nonsense we see flying around, you know, scandals. And so that is not me. That's not my style. And that has just, I guess, if it's a constant reminder, you know, it keeps you in check. And that's pretty much what I do.
So, I mean, again, you just made mention of the fact that you're a mother. I mean, it's very demanding, the mm-hmm. kind of work you do. So how do you show up all the time, like, you know, when you're needed? How do you mix work and parenting? I mean,
do you have kids?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask you,
how do I mix it? I know, right?
Yeah. I'm a parent. I work. I just get it done. And that's pretty much it. There was a time before I moved to Nigeria, I always worked two jobs. You know, it was difficult then. But, you know, I will always show up. I will always be there for my kids. And that's just part of parenting. Just do what you got to do and make sure that you have this balanced life where when your kids need you, you're there. And when work needs you, you're there. So, yeah.
You just have to put in that balance.
So yeah, just find it. There's no way to explain it. That you can't put it in words. I just get things done.
So, I mean, you already a shining star in the industry. A lot
Thank
of people
you.
Look up to you. A lot of people, you know, just smile just by seeing you.
Oh.
But the thing is, there are people who look up to you. You know, there are people who see you as a role model, who want to grow in the industry. What are you doing to build people in the industry to grow as well?
Well, I started my film production company last year, and I named it after my grandmother, and I came up with Sole. Now, a lot of people will tell me, Adeni, you shouldn't tell the public that you funded the movie. I'm like, should I lie? I'm not good with lying, but 100% Sole, you know, the whole budget, everything came from my pocket.
Which was how much?
Whew! A lot of money. A lot of money.
Let's leave it at that then.
Yeah. With my platform, you know, I've said it a few times. I'm still going to say it again. If you've got talent, I am willing to push your face out there. And I will pay you. I don't like having people do things for free. That's not me. That doesn't mean we can't bargain and, you know, go back and forth on price. But for an upcomer or a new phase to work free under me, no, I can't. I won't be able to sleep well at night. You know, that's robbing someone. So with my platform, You know, it's just going to have to push talent, and hopefully more doors will be opened, both locally and internationally.
All right, then keep, pushing all of that. This is where we'd have to call it a wrap on this conversation with you. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
I'm a fan, and of course, I'll be looking forward to more of your movies.
Thank you. Don't just stand there.